More than a dozen activists lined up along South Elmwood Avenue in front of the building where Senator Charles Schumer keeps a Buffalo office. Among those standing in the light rain was Jim Anderson, president of Peace Action New York State.
And at this time, when the whole world is looking at what's happening in Yemen, how can he be silent? And how can he claim to be the statesman leader of New York and lag behind on this?
Anderson and others are urging Schumer to add his name as a co-sponsor of Senate Joint Resolution 54, which calls for an end of U.S. support of Saudi actions in Yemen. Since civil war broke out in Yemen in 2015, the Saudis have moved to try and restore the ousted government. Their tactics have included blockades and airstrikes, and the United Nations has warned that such actions may, by January, put Yemen in the world's worst famine in 100 years. Victoria Ross of the Western New York Peace Center says the Senate needs to come through because the White House won't.
Absolutely. And in fact, there's been every indication that they really don't care about the people dying in Yemen from the top. Let's say that's the position at the top, is that we'd rather have, those lives are for sale.
Under the resolution, the U.S. would only be allowed to participate in direct actions against al-Qaeda. The president would need congressional support, such as an approved declaration of war, to resume any other activity. Schumer was not in Buffalo on Monday. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has already added her name as a co-sponsor. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.